Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another chance to speak from the heart. The Lord's word is good. We get in His word, we hear from His heart. As we study His word, we hear from His heart. The word of God is Him speaking to us now. And I thank God for how He ministers life to His people through His word. I thank God for every soldier. Ministry is warfare. Sometimes the enemy got away with so much because people didn't realize the fact that ministry is indeed warfare. And you have to be like a soldier. You are a soldier in God's army. And all of God's army, all of the army of Christ, is a volunteer army. And I thank the Lord for everyone who loves His ways and seeks Him from the heart. We have a serious, our assignments from the Holy Spirit is very serious. And the more we receive His living word, we make the right adjustments. We do things that we should do. We take the world by force. Satan is always trying to stop the living works of God. And we stop him in his tracks at our will. And we have to receive a healthy supply of God's word to keep our minds renewed so we don't get distracted. I say those things, but it sounds like a lot of work, but it's really not. All you're doing is, the more you receive life from God, the more you understand of His word, the easier it is to receive His word. The more you operate in love, the easier it is to learn from Him. You know, when you turn the lights on, you can see everything for what it is. You know what not to walk into. So a lot of problems you're going to miss out on because you can see. And the Word of God gives you the strategy of sight. And you can see things for what they are. You can see things before they happen because you can see how the enemy's works are beginning. You know, when people start making a southbound decision, you can tell because you're measuring things by the Word of God. So I like simple. I like for my life to work out simple. You know, I'm not the kind that would desire a mansion that I can't clean in one day. I'm not the kind of person that want a fleet of cars that I have to keep up. I would rather be doing God's business, and I would like to live so that I can manage my life. I don't want to have to hire people to clean my house, hire people to wash my cars and make sure they don't go bad. You know, to each his own, but that's just me. And you know, extravagant people, that's their business. But I'm not, I don't see the need for it. I don't need props and crutches to live. Now, I like nice things, but I just like simple. So when I study the Word of God, I like to get to the point. What's going to help me to see things the way I need to see them so I can be obedient to God and enjoy the process? Now, I talk a lot about following God, but I can't show you how good it is. I can't express how good it is. Now, I can tell you things that I've seen. As I learn His word, and as I learn to receive His wisdom, I was able to walk and enjoy life in the peace that God has given me. I was able to enjoy the peace of God. And the more I learn and the more skills I receive, the better I lived. And I like it. I'm fond of the peace of God and the joy of the Lord. And I've done a lot of things that's just, I love to have fun anyway. Wherever I go somewhere, I like to do activities. I'm not.
Playing the sports, but I like excitement. I like a good movie. I love to ride motorcycles. I love to drive nice cars, fast cars. But at the same time, you know, I love God's word. And all the wonderful things that I've done, that's fun. Nothing matches the joy of the Lord when you're doing His will. And when I work on cars on the side, I work a full-time job and I work on cars on the side so that I can do the radio broadcast. And there's a joy that goes with it. And I love it. You know, I'm in heaven now. There's a party going on inside. That's how it's supposed to be. So I decided one day, I'm not going to let the pressures of ministry get in the way of the joy of the Lord. I'm going to enjoy God and His presence, and I'm going to have a good time doing it. And I'm not going to worry about the cares of this world. As long as you're receptive to to God's word, you start seeing how it all works together. And that's the way it's supposed to do. And you can do greater and greater things as you operate according to the word of God. It's wonderful. And as you do these things, you're going to love it. Now, last time we talked a little bit more about the good ground. Now, I want to show you something. Let's say a person has a good, their heart is like a good ground. They hear God's word, they get saved, the roots grow in God's word, in their heart. Roots, the roots of God's word grows in their heart, and it's like it builds a fortress up. And they don't have a problem with the stony ground because their heart is good. Now, some people may act very wild, but when they hear the word, something, it's like a dinner bell going out. They want more. They may be the student that disrupt the class, but if they got a good heart and they hear the word of God, they're going to come running. And I've known preachers that were that way. And nobody expected Mad Dog to be a preacher. I heard he was a preacher. But in school, he was a cut-up. And I thought it was Red Dog. We all went to Carver. He would crack all day. He would crack the funniest jokes, make people cry sometimes. And he became a preacher. Now, let me use him for an example. Because he was a cut-up. If he ever hear this, he'll probably laugh. God can take a man with a good heart and fortify it with the word of God. Now, there are no stones, so the word grows deep. And their understanding grows over time. And as long as they hear the word of God, they get stronger and stronger and more of a wrecking ball to the world. And so now the next obstacle is the thorns of the thorny ground. The enemy will try to get you off the track of learning from the Lord and distract you with the cares of the world. How are you going to pay for that? So and so don't tithe much. You barely making it. You got to do this. All right, every time you act on fear, it involves Satan. So in life, don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of what people may do or may not do. Don't be afraid of not having enough. Because if you fear it, you believe it. If you believe it, it will happen. It'll get in your voice. It'll get in your speech. So see, what we fear, you can't allow things that you fear to be spoken. And you can't allow fear to take root in your heart. It becomes a thorn and then a stone. And it works against the life of the Word of God. And it tries to distract you. Just keep your eye on Jesus Christ. If your eye be single on Him, stay in the love of God. Continue to grow and enjoy life. Now, in the meantime, you're still working and doing wise things. Well, if you don't feel like you're wise enough to continue forward, especially in unknown paths, just study the Proverbs. Study the wisdom of God's word. Study the same situations and watch how Jesus handled it. See, Jesus was always challenged with something. People tried to trip him up. You know, kind of like the news media. They try to say things in a way so they can doctor the tape and make you look like a fool. You know, some ministers won't even talk to the media because of that. They'll dialogue and then they'll edit out the meaning of what you say, and it'll become fake news. I've known this long before Donald Trump was president. Now, he called them out on it because they do it. So what he he'll tweet things and let people hear what he had to say. Now, whether you like him or not, that's wisdom. He's getting his point across without somebody doctoring his speech. They're known to do this. You know, a lot of people, I've heard them complain how they didn't say it that way. But when they got through, they said something. It's too late to retract it. 2 million people heard what the media said and don't know it's just fake news. Because that's what the devil does. And anybody that, you know, that think that's wisdom, they'll do what he does. But the Lord, his word is true. If we take him at his word and don't let people doctor it up. You know, cold religion always doctors up the word of God, just like the fake news. But you have to hear from the Holy Spirit. And if you pay attention to the peace of God in you, see, you follow the peace. When you read the word of God, a peace comes with it. When people, a misinterpretation, there's no peace in it. There's no anointing on it. It's fake news. It's a fake interpretation. And the Holy Spirit, it grieves the Holy Spirit. So if you watch him, you can detect false information. I do it all the time. People can be preaching and preaching and preaching, and when they say something cross, I say, whoa, hold on. I can feel it. That ain't right. Something ain't right about that. And when I go study it out, it's not. And then when other good men of God, that love God, when they share revelation, if they say something that I had never heard about before, I look at it, I can't detect that it's right or wrong. I never heard it that way before. And the Lord knows that I want to know. So I look to the Holy Spirit, and I'm listening to them, and then he started giving me scriptures. If they're right, he confirms it. As long as you're in faith, the Lord will confirm whatever it is you're in faith about. If he tell you to do something and you never heard it that way before, it's new to you, if you stay in faith about it, he'll confirm it, and then you know to trust it. That's the beauty of living in the light. That's the benefit of living according to the light of God's word. And the more you receive, the easier it is. And your prayer life, my prayer life, is mostly listening. Now, there are many different types of prayer. The prayer of faith, you just you believe and speak the word of God. That's one. And prayer of intercession, you're praying for other people. And then when people are praying together, the prayer of agreement. But most of my prayer is communion. I'm listening. I ask the Lord about my concerns. And then when he give me an assignment, I pray over it. And if I don't agree with God, that's when it's like I break through until I agree. But what I'm telling you, you'll be breaking through more than you disagree, because the word of God, it's like it enhances everything, and you quickly agree. You don't labor to agree. I used to labor to agree with God. Lord, I want to see things your way. I would pray God's will in my life. And then when the enemy is fighting, you just overcome him. And when he's trying to stop something, you take your breakthrough. Some things you have to pray about until you win. The Lord told me to fight till you win and live in victory. And it gets better. Every time you defeat Satan, it gets better. You just move him out the way like a bulldozer moves something out of your path. And when you speak the word in faith, he can be very obedient, because he don't want what comes from those angry angels. They'll put a whooping on him. He don't want it. He will do whatever you say do. And I know what I'm talking about. Even when people are shooting at each other, I say, Satan, stop it. You can't kill nobody. You can't hurt nobody in Jesus' name. And it's like you turn the fire off. And they can't shoot no way. And so they miss each other. And then they realize how stupid it was and stop. But people can't think straight when there's a devil in their ear, egging them on. But you turn that off, they'll come to their sin. The Lord told me, he said, men are not hard to deal with when you remove Satan. So the things that cause cares, fear, hurts, forms of unbelief. The Lord said to me that the enemy enters a man's life or enters society's life through weaknesses, hurts, and fears. If he can get you to fear something, you believe something, and you don't want it to happen, but you speak it because you believe it, and then you attach Satan to whatever you're in fear about. Then if it's worry, weaknesses, hurts, and fears, you get to worrying about it. That reduces your strength. And then the thorns grow and it gets in the way of the word working. The enemy's stealing your attention. You have to stay focused on the Lord. He got you. if things are going wrong, if you're over a church and or whatever your ministry is and things are not going, just pray, believe God, ask Him for wisdom, do what He already showed you, do everything according to the Word, and don't compromise when it comes to integrity. Have the utmost integrity. Be a man of honor. Be a woman of honor. Don't talk about people. Don't tear people down. Don't lie about people. If they're doing you wrong, you don't have to lie and say that they're not doing you wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't tear them down. Don't make it bigger than it is. The enemy's trying to find a foothold. Don't let him have it. Pray for the people who are adversaries. Tell Satan he can't use them. And ask God to, pray, ask the Lord how to deal with them and operate according to His love. But if they keep on doing something, in Isaiah chapter 60, it said, you have to condemn some things. You have to say something. And don't just let people run your life and ruin your life. Speak the word and stop what they're doing. Stop Satan. Turn Satan off like I did with those gunfights. And ask God to influence that thinking. If they're in rebellion and they continue to be an enemy, then the Lord's going to fight. Confess that you have victory in the fight. Just like Laban shortchanged the wages of Jacob several times. He said, these 10 times you changed my wages. But when you read the rest of that chapter, the angels turned around and gave him wisdom, and he ended up with most of everything. He had the best livestock, and he left, and it was his, and nothing he took away was stolen. It was all his. It was legal. God gave him victory. And Laban suffered because he kept on being an adversary to a godly man. But Jacob took it. He let the Lord fight the battle. See, if you let the Lord fight the battle, or if you fight the battle God's way, you're going to win big. But if you get mad and shoot somebody, now you're in trouble. Do it God's way. Keep the utmost integrity in all that you do. Don't be afraid of sudden fear. Don't be afraid of disaster. And your good ground will continue to grow greater and greater herbs of God's word. You receive more revelation, and you'll speak that word of God, and people will heal. See, the healing process in you, it don't stop. It gets greater and greater and greater. It multiplies. It multiplies. All over time, it continually just exponentially multiply. So does the joy and peace. See, when you're doing God's perfect will, your joy, it can be full. To where you can't contain it. You start jumping around, shouting. The anointing comes on your life. And see, that's the kind. See, we bear fruit out that kind. And when you grow into where you operate according to God's heart, He opens greater doors. Because it's wise. He's not going to waste a man that will do that. He's not going to waste a ministry that will obey Him. He's going to use it to His advantage. Why? Because God is smart. And He wants people just like you're going to be. He wants people that, if you're a man after His own heart and He calls you to the ministry or give you something to do, whatever you do is going to produce fruit just like you. And if you teach them to look unto Jesus, they're going to be just like Jesus. If you pray the prayers of Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, that's what Kenneth Hagin did. He wasn't getting too far in ministry. And he started praying Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 over his congregation. And it just took off. Everything healed. See, the healing process, you got to involve God. He was around some ministers. I read some of his writings. And they would say, how goes the battle? He said, no battle, no problem. Because he continually get, now I'm paraphrasing. He said it the way he said it, but I'm paraphrasing. I don't want to say something he didn't say. But he didn't work, he didn't focus on it. He focused on the Lord. He said, Lord, and the Lord worked it out. He just did, he stayed in the strategy. If you try to fix the problems you see in your own mind, it's not going to work. It takes an anointing to do those things. If you can be obedient, you can do it. If you can be obedient to God, you can do it. If you can be obedient to the influence of the Holy Spirit, it can be done through you. Through you. Through you. Yes, you. So pay attention to what God is giving. Now, people will try to get you to do things that God didn't give you to do. Don't sign your name to things that's not yours. Sign your name to what God give you. When God puts something in your heart, do that. When man puts something in your heart, when God tell you to do something, that anointing automatically comes with it. And the anointing is God's, it's a sanction. God set you apart for this. And you have his ability to do it, to do exactly that, even if it costs more than you make. See, sometimes the anointing, it attracts whatever we need. And you don't have to compromise. You don't have to help the anointing out. That man didn't have to catch the ark. He should have let it hit the ground. The anointing is tough. The ark was tough. It was made out of good wood, acacia wood and gold. It was too rugged to get all boogered up if it fell off an ox cart. Don't worry about trying to pick up the load. Just obey God. If you can be obedient, you can do it. If you can be obedient, you can do it. That's what causes the anointing to grow. Let your heart be full of the word. Let it be a good heart full of the word. Cast out the stones. Things that caused weakness in your life, cast it out. You have to build a fortress around the things that was a weakness to you. That's what I did when it came to lust. That's what I did when it came to anger. That's what I did when it came to fear. That's what I did when it came to every problem that came my way. Now, I listened to Reverend Rice one time, Methodist pastor in Avondale, years ago. He gave one message about worry, and I said, I just decided I'm never going to worry. I'm not going to worry about nothing. And I didn't. I just decided I ain't going to worry. And as I read the Word of God, I got facts, and I learned them, and I learned what to do. Learn not to worry. It was easy. Good for me. See, worry is a reducer. But you have to build a fortress around the things that was a weakness, that was a problem. You can't say, well, don't just try to avoid it. Don't just try to put it in the back of your mind and try to be good in your own strength. No, no. Whatever is a problem to you in the world, receive God's word on it. And speak the word. And as you put that word in your heart, it'll grow roots. And that'll be your normal activity. That would be your new normal activity. And you have something. When the enemy come with that same temptation, say, get out of my face with that. I hate it. And I don't wait till I'm in trouble to say I hate something of the devil. When everything, I might just get through praising God, enjoying the Holy Spirit. That junk ain't even on my mind. And I just say, I hate the works of darkness. I hate pride. I hate lust. I hate greed. And then I act on things that to just destroy. If it's a problem with greed, I be liberal. I give somebody something they need. I like to bless James Robinson. I like to send money to St. Jude. I like to help people that cannot help themselves. But I make sure I do the things that God gave me first. I help them as I can. When it comes to lust, I overcame lust with love. I love the people the enemy was trying to get me in lust over. See, you can't love somebody and lust at them at the same time. Because lust has nothing to do with love. That's how I conquered it. I was doing that, but it was still a lingering problem until I got rid of fear. When the Lord said, don't fear falling. That changed with the, see, the foundation was I did what God told me to do. I loved the people that were trying to tempt me. I loved them from my heart. I loved them. I prayed for them earnestly. Not so that I wouldn't lust. I just did it because God said do it that way. But then when he said don't fear falling, I looked at them totally. That detached the enemy. That fear just drove them Canaanites right out of my heart. There was no more residue of the worldly way in that area. So I took the same principle and did it in other places. And it works. I speak the word in faith and it works. Everything that comes to challenge me, I don't let thorns grow in the rocks in my heart. I want my heart soft. And things that that I'm not skilled at, that sometimes the Lord will tell you to do things and you may not feel like you can do it. I don't leave that to happenstance either. I pray and ask the Lord to give me his wisdom. And I listen for his instruction. And I listen to the word in those cases to build my heart up in that area. Now, it's just like